Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This had me so terrified in my own house that I thought about moving as soon as I saw what I saw this weekend. I was looking out the living room window, and now we live by a high school, so there's a lot of things that you expect to happen by a high school, right? There's kids driving, there's football games, loud noises, lunchtime, you hear the announcer, all kinds of stuff. Well, one thing I never thought I would encounter was this terrifying visual as I looked out my living room window. So I started to hear some scraping and kind of a scratching kind of noise. And I was like, what is happening out there? So I go and I look through the blinds. And the second I look through the blinds, I see a car that looks like it is going to go right through my living room. It was a driver's ed car that was like up on the curb. His tires were turned, looking like he was about to go right through my lawn, trying to figure out how to either get off the curb. So the scraping was the wheels and the tires on the side of the curb. And I was like, if this kid drives through my damn living room, I felt so bad for this obviously probably terrified teenager. But then the kids in the back were probably just as scared as, I don't know. I accounted for a lot of things living by high school. I don't think I was ready for my blind grandma to be teaching driver's ed. Interesting learning to drive stories. What happened when you were learning to drive? I got made fun of when I was learning to drive because I was so small and I looked so young. And so I was driving, I remember in this neighborhood, and I was driving my mom's minivan. She's in the passenger seat. Windows were down. It was summertime and I had my permit. Now I'm driving. And we drive past this group of kids, real small kids, and they go, "Mommy, look at that little tiny kid driving a car." Like, shut up, I'm gonna run you over, little one. Danielle, what happened when you were learning to drive?
So we didn't know that there was like in the passenger seat there was like an emergency brake for the drive for the teacher.
Yeah.
And so he had a student sitting up there and leaned on the brake pedal in the middle of one of the major intersections in our town and slammed on the brake. It was hysterical.
Why was there a student sitting in the passenger seat? The whole point is for the driver's ed teacher to have that break.
Because it was, they were sitting in the back to give them practice, to not having like a teacher sitting right next to them. So didn't tell any of the students that there was an emergency break.
Well, that didn't work out. Why are you stuck? Go, go, go!
Yeah.
That's funny. Allie, what happened when you were learning to drive?
So my dad decided to teach me when we were out of state on vacation in the middle of nowhere. And he decided that I had learned enough by the time we were driving home. So I had to drive in the dark, in the rain, with a boat attached, going 75 miles an hour. And I wasn't going fast enough for him. So he kept yelling at me to go faster.
That's terrifying. Right or wrong, your dad was training you to be able to go out in the boat all day and get drunk. And then you drive him home.
That is a true statement.
Okay, that was just... That's what I got from your story. Thank you for calling. Carol, real quick, what happened when you were learning to drive?
So my friend was teaching me how to drive, and I was in high school, and we were doing it around the high school parking lot, and I went to go park, at least I thought I was going to park, at the football field, but instead of parking, I hit the gas, went over the parking barrier, and right in the middle of the football field when they were practicing.
Into the football? Oh my god. You're like, I'll just park here. Is that cool? I just park here, guys.
And I refused to get out of the car.
Yeah,
so my friend
terrified.
Got out of the passenger side, and I had to climb over to the passenger side to get our car.
That's funny. Well, that's one way to tackle the running back.